Genesis chapter 10. The best history book ever written is the one hidden beneath our DNA. At first glance, this chapter may seem like an accumulation of unusual names, most of which don't catch our attention. Long before modern DNA studies existed, this information was crucial, not only to satisfy our need to know where each of us comes from, but also to understand why we are the way we are. This chapter shows us three ethnic divisions: Shem, Ham, and Japheth, from whom different races descended. It highlights characters in history, like Nimrod, who became the first powerful ruler on Earth. His fame and reputation led him to start his own kingdom, Babel. There, he sought to unite humanity in the pursuit of greater power and dominion, as all narcissists tend to do. Some identify him as a prototype of a future Antichrist. This character, Nimrod, offers a vivid contrast with John the Baptist, who Jesus himself said was, "No one in history surpasses John the Baptizer," and who showed a greatness superior to Nimrod's when he refused to Jesus, saying, "He must grow greater and greater, and I less and less, because true greatness is not measured by the headlines a person commands or the wealth they accumulate. The inner character of a person, the moral and spiritual values and commitments that sustain it, is the true measure of lasting greatness. That is what I want for my life."